Recorded Books and RB Digital present Harrow the Ninth by Tamsin Muir, narrated by Maura Quirk. For Issa Yap, who understood Harrow too well, and without whom so much of me would not have happened, and for P.T. Dramatis Personae. The Emperor of the Nine Houses, A.L., his guardian, struck through. Augustine the First, Alfred Quinque, his cavalier, struck through. First saint to serve the king undying. Mercy Morn the First, Christabel Oct, her cavalier, struck through. Second saint to serve the king undying. Ortus the First, Pyrrha de Vey, his cavalier, struck through. Third saint to serve the king undying. Cassiopeia the First, struck through. Nigella Shodash, her cavalier, struck through. Fourth saint to serve the king undying. Cyrus the First, struck through. Valency Trinit, his cavalier, struck through. Fifth saint to serve the king undying. Ulysses the First, struck through. Titania Tetra, his cavalier, struck through. Sixth saint to serve the king undying. Kithareia the First, struck through. Loveday Hectane, her cavalier, struck through. Seventh saint to serve the king undying. Anastasia the First, struck through. Samael Novenary, her cavalier, struck through. Ianthe the First, Naberius Turn, her cavalier, struck through. Eighth saint to serve the king undying. Harrow Hark the First, ninth saint to serve the king undying. One for the emperor, first of us all. One for his lictors who answered the call. One for his saints who were chosen of old. One for his hands and the swords that they hold. Two is for discipline, heedless of trial. Three for the gleam of a jewel or a smile. Four for fidelity, facing ahead. Five for tradition and debts to the dead. Six for the truth over solace in lies. Seven for beauty that blossoms and dies. Eight for salvation no matter the cost. Nine for the tomb and for all that was lost. Prologue. The night before the emperor's murder. Your room had long ago plunged into near complete darkness, leaving no distraction from the great rocking thump, thump, thump of body after body flinging itself onto the great mass already coating the hull. There was nothing to see. The shutters were down. But you could feel the terrible vibration, hear the groan of chitin on metal, the cataclysmic rending of steel by fungus claw. It was very cold. A fine shimmer of frost now coated your cheeks, your hair, your eyelashes. In that smothering dark, your breath emerged as wisps of wet grey smoke. Sometimes you screamed a little, which no longer embarrassed you. You understood your body's reaction to the proximity. Screaming was the least of what might happen. God's voice came very calmly over the comm. 10 minutes until breach. We've got half an hour of aircon left. After that, you'll be working in the oven. Doors down until the pressure equalizes. Conserve your temp, everyone. Harrow, I'm leaving yours closed as long as possible. You staggered to your feet, limpid skirts gathered in both hands, and picked your way over to the comm button. Scanning for something damning and intellectual to say, you snapped, I can take care of myself. Harrow Hark, we need you in the river, and while you are in the river, your necromancy will not work.
I am a lictor, Lord, you heard yourself say. I am your saint. I am your fingers and gestures. If you wanted a hand who needed a door to hide behind, even now, then I have misjudged you.
From his far-off sanctum deep...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?